while it passes over the askupe, where the person, the balayat, is resting, is also considered resting. So the hand is considered resting al bedin, even if it's continually in a state of motion. That's only in the case where it is where the odom is noch laskup. Mashein kein in the case of rove, where he stands in the rishis rabim and he picks up a chivis mitchilas dalet. Liseid dalet. So then we don't say that even though the hand is continual in a state of motion, so it's considered the moment it passes through his goof as if it rests. No, you have to understand what's the moment. Now, usually, I mean, everyone is accustomed to assume that the marshal is only tells only pshat in tesves. I mean, there is no lomdes in the marshal. Right? Many times it is like that. He just says the plain pshat. But there are many mashos when there is a lot of lomdes, and this is one of the mashos that is possessed of a lot of lomdes. So in other words, so we have to understand, I mean, and the mashos was midayik from the Lashon of Teisves. So he says, Umishane, hosom loy noch, dein ze hanoche derechatzme. And there's the Gersas Marshal. So, and even without the Gersas Marshal derechatzme, suppose we're not Geres derechatzme, but the Lashon, Umishane, hosom loy noch, dein ze hanoche. If the Pshat, you see, so the Marshal assumed, now the Marshal certainly knew what the Ravid says, so he knew that the Ravid says the contrary. So why was he forced to explain Teisves that he should disagree with the Ravid? After all, it's more reasonable to assume that there is no Machlekes Rishayim. No, he was indicted from the Lashon. Because even without the Marshal's Girsay, there had made. If we say like the Ravid, if Teisves had entertained the sheet of the Ravid, so Teisves shouldn't say, Deinza noche, umshane hosom loy noch. We are dealing there with the case, hosom, we are dealing with the case where it's continually state of motion, as the Ravid says, enochaname, in the case of Derech Olov, if he will stop his hand and it will rest for a moment, as it reaches his goal, it will rest, and then he'll keep on moving his hand and put down the chayfetz at the end of the aldames, so he'll be put there. So why does he say umshan hosom loy noch deiz anoch hosom loy noch? So since Teisa says umshan hosom loy noch deiz anoch, in other words, that Teisa says that it doesn't make any difference whether in the case of Mavi Chayves Mitzchilas Dalet, say Dalet B'Shus HaRabim, so B'Shus HaRabim, Derech Olov, Derech Gufe, it doesn't make any difference whether the hand rests or the hand doesn't rest. It's always considered Loinach. Unless you put on the Chayves in Neged Gufe. Then, of course, so it's not Mavad Aladames, so it's Mavi, let's say, Tuames, I don't know what it is. But if, as long as he doesn't put down the chivetz on the ground of the street, neged gufe, so even if his hand will rest neged gufe, it's not considered noch. Mashein kei, vis-a-vis, eimid ol askupe. So even if the hand is continually in a state of motion, it's always considered noch. This is how the Masho explains this. He says, so, the chivim she'odom noch ala askupo, שהוא מוקים טור, והחיבס כיבור, כשבו כנגדים מוקים טור, מקרה שפה נוח. It's מקרה שפה נוח, there is a long this year, it's not just that Gemore says that their Cholov has referenced one Mitzies, and David Laskupo has referenced another Mitzies, as the Raivet says. No, the same Mitzies. But, by their Cholov, it's not considered noch. And by Emid Malaskupo, it is considered noch, even if the hand is in a state of motion. Even the hand is in motion. Now we have to understand. So we really see here three shittes. Rabbi Yitzchok Yozuhua shite, and the Ravid shite, and probably Rashi is like the Raiva Chite, and then Tesis Chite, the way the Masho explains the Tesis, the way the Masho explains the Tesis. So we have to understand that mean Tesis Chite, according to the Masho, according to Masho's Pshat Tesis. So, in other words, so according to Masho's Pshat Tesis, so vis-à-vis the last good way, the hand is continually in a state of motion. So it's considered like Hanoch. It's considered like Hanoch. Why? So the pshat could be very simple. Now we say Yodi Bosagufiko. So Mimele, since the person stands, the Yosef stands, so as the Ritvo in Erev Taflamet Gimel says, Yodi Bosagufiko here, so that means that it's considered as if he put the chayfetz on the place where he places his feet. Alright, the Ritva is referenced to a case where there is an Akiras Gufi and an Anoches Gufi. But in this case, there is no Akiras Gufi because the person is standing there for a long time on the Askupo. But since he is standing in a certain position on the Askupo, and so Mimele, the moment the hand is neged gufei, neged his feet. Neged gufei means where the feet stand. So the moment the hand reaches neged gufei, so then it's considered that the hand is also where the feet stand. I mean, this is an extension of what the Ritva says, the Chidush of Ritva says in Erev. So even though the hand is in a state of motion, so it's still considered resting there. Now, suppose a person stands with his feet and then he picks up one foot and he keeps on waving for a few moments with one foot. So then it can be considered that he's resting in that place even while one foot is in a state of motion. So the same thing is true. The same thing is true of in connection with the Odom Oemid al Askupo. The Odom Oemid al Askupo. So the Askupo is one of the shoes. And the hand, he takes out the chifas from the on. So at that moment, the hand and the goof were not in the same shoes. Two different shoes. He takes out, he stands. I stand on the askupo, and I take a chayfetz from the hand of the Oni. So at that moment, the hand is mon rishus and rishus rabin, and my whole group, together with the feet, is on the askupo. But the moment it passes over the askupo, so then the hand and the group is in the same rishus. So then it's considered as if the hand, even though it's in a state of motion, so it's considered as if the hand is also resting where the feet stand. But as long as the hand was over here, so we couldn't say that the hand was resting on the askupo, because the askupo is one rishus, and the hand was not rishus. But the moment the hand passes over the askupo, even though it doesn't rest, he's not knocking the hand. So then it can be considered as if it is resting. But you'll say, but it's in a state of motion. So I'm mentioning the example. Suppose a person stands and he picks up his foot. So do we say that only one foot is noch and the other foot is not noch? No, we don't say that. So here too, the moment it passes over the askupo and he rests on the askupo, it's in the same issues. So then the hand is considered as resting at the same place where the person stands, even if it's in a state of motion. That is shayach in a case where the person stands in and askupo, and the hand is originally at the very outset is in the rishus rabin, and he takes out the chayfet, and then as the hand reaches the askupo, so mimele we consider it as if, so at that time there is a maisa hanoche and the rishus where the goof is standing. And the goof is standing. So it can be considered the fact that the hand passes over the place, the rishus where the goof is standing, that can be considered as a Maisa Hanoche under Rishus, what the Guf is telling me. Yodeloi Nayach, too, we say Yodeloi Nayach. Why? Because over there, the Gemara has referenced the case where the Yad is in one Rishus and the Guf is in another Rishus. But here, when I take the Chepetz, and as it, the hand passes over the Askupe, so then even Yodeloi is Nayach. But you ask, but even the hand, while it passes over the Askupe, is in a state of motion, that doesn't matter. So it's like a person who is standing and he picks up one foot and he waves with one foot. So that doesn't mean that only one foot is resting and the other foot is not resting. So here too, the moment when the person takes the chifetz from the Rishus Rabbi and he brings it over the Askupo, so that moment, and he is noch under the Askupo, and that moment the Yad is also over the Askupo, even though it's in a state of motion, it doesn't matter. And suppose a person stands, takes a position in a certain place while he waves with his hand. So we don't say, now we say, Hanoch Askupik, Hanoch Askheifetz. So even if the Heifetz is in the hand, and if a person takes a position in the Rishus, so we consider that he makes Hanoche. So will you say that it's only if he doesn't wave with his hand when he makes Hanoch Askupik? But suppose a person takes a position in the Rishus, and while he takes a position in a certain Rishus, he keeps on waving with his hand. So you'll say that then it's not Hanoch Askheifetz. It's also Hanoch Askheifetz. So here too, when he takes out the Heifetz, and he brings it over the Askupo, so at that time, he brings over the hand to the same Rishus where the goof is. So that's a Maisa Hanoche, even though the hand is in a state of motion. This is the Shita of Tesis, the Konigdel Marsho's explanation of it. That's only Shayach by Askupo. Because originally, the hand was in another Rishus. Now, when he brings it over the Askupo, it becomes in the same Rishus. So then, we say, Hanochas Gufi, Hanochas, so Hanochas Yode is also Hanochas Chavetz. What difference does it make? Hanochas Chavetz. Mashiach came when he stands in the Rishus Rabin, but when he picks up a Chavetz, and then he brings it over, Keneged Gufi, so even if his hand stops, so it's not considered that he made the Hanoche Keneged Gufi, even if his hand stops. This is the Pshat. This is the Pshat in Tesis. Now, this is the Pshat in Tesis, according to Marsho's Pshat. Now, Rashi Shita is not like that. Rashi Shita and the Raivet Shita is that when is there a Hanoche, only when the hand no chalapoches rests. But if the hand is in a state of motion, so then there is no Hanoche. I mean, that doesn't require an explanation. It's very reasonable. I mean, the Raivet Shita and Rashi Shita. Now, the question is, what is the Shita of the Yazoa? What is the Shita of Rabbi Yitzchok Yazoa? So, now, Rashi Shita in the Mishnah that Beis was, Rashi Shita in the Mishnah that Beis, we discussed it, I mean, we answered Rabbi Yitzchok's Kashi. Rashi says, Rashi and the Rabbi Gatinore, Oy shenot al miseichai veheitze achivez v'niyav l'shus Rabbin, do'ovat lo yakira b'shtayoch l'anoche b'shus Rabbin. So Rabbi Kivir Yerez the Kashi against Rashi against the Rabbi Vadim Gatinore, why do they say v'niyav l'shus Rabbin? So, in respect to Rashi, Rabbi Kmiga says, because Rashi, maybe Rashi has a derech, has an approach to explain the Mishnah many times according to Saltilaita Rehman. Alright, but he has the Kashi against Rabbi Adin Padno. So we said that Rashi Shiti is, no, even according to Maskon of the Gemara, when do we say that Hanoch Hasgufik, Hanoch Hasreifetz, only when there is a Maisa Hanoch? So if a person, let's say, has a chifetz in his pocket, and then he's eker his goof, and he starts walking. So when he's eker the goof, so he's not eker only the feet, he's eker the feet and the hands, everything, and the whole load that is on him. When he stops, so he's not only his feet stop, his feet and his whole goof, including the hands, and everything that is on his goof and on his hands, and stop. So then there is a maizan. Mashenkin in this case, when the oni stretches out an empty hand into the bais, and then he takes a chayfetz from the balabais and he pulls back his hand, and he was standing all the time in the street, So unless he puts down on the floor on the carcass, so he's potter. Why? Because here there was no maisa noch an the kufay. Maisa noch an the kufay. So mele there has to be hanoche of the chayvitz. So Rabbi Yitzchok Herzog can be explained in accordance with the shita of Rashi. In accordance with the sheet of Rashi, but the kasha is. So that's why Rabbi Yitzchok Herzog says that the image of Askupe is potter only if he puts down the chifetz on the floor of the Askupe. But the kasha is. So why does Rashi say, not like Rabbi Yitzchok Herzog, Rashi says, here, Hosom, Hochenokum, Noch, the Mokim Ptur, the Yado image of Askupe. So even if he doesn't, so what Rashi Lishito say should say Hoche Noch HaChivetz Al HaSkupa Al Karka HaSkupa, because after all he has been standing there all the time, so there is no Maisa Noch. But what do you say that the fact that he moves with his hand there is a Maisa Noch, so then here too he pulls back the hand? So, in other words, so according to Rashi in the Mishneh, we require there should be a Maisa Anoch of the whole group in order to say Anoch HaSkup Darach HaSchevetz. But the Maisa Anoch just on the hand, not. So why is it that Rashi here says that he's potter as long as the hand rests, even though the Chevetz was not Maniach? So we can say that in order to be Chayev, there must be a full Anoch. So in other words, so that Hanoch HaSgufe should be a full Hanoch HaSchevetz. So it's only when there is a Maisa Hanoch. Masha'in came in the case where the Oni stretches out an empty hand and he takes out the Chevetz from the bias and then he pulls it back. And then when he pulls it back to the Rishis Rabbim, he doesn't put down the Chevetz. So it is a Hanoch. On one hand, it is a Hanoch. It is a partial Hanoch. Because the hand and the group are in the same rishus, so it's the whole apoch is considered partially munach in the rishus rabbi. But to be chayev chatos, there has to be a full anoch. And when is it a full anoch? There is a ma'is anoch. It's when a person makes anoch as gufe. Mashen can hear when he pulls back the hand in the mishneh, so it's not a full anoch. So mele cannot be mechuyev chatos, but since a partial anoch it is, so it's enough to patter him. So the mele that the image of the skupe should be put there is because the partial anoch it is, even though there is no ma'is anoch it's okay. So the mele it's mevatel the original akia. That's apparently shita Rashi. Now, after this, it's an Erevdike subject, it's not a Shabbatike subject. We just go over, the Gemara, the Rashi, and the Teisves. I mean, Teisves happens to be in line with the Shikha of the Balamoya. I mean. But not going to discuss all the Shikha of the Rishinim, that's because it's an Erevdike subject, but it's a very important subject. I mean, it's really Maise, I mean, connection with, let's say, when you have to open the door with the key, you know, are you allowed, then you take out the key from the keyhole, are you allowed to bring in the key into the house as you stand under the lintel, you know, I mean, it's negeya, I mean, every Shabbos it's negeya, the child. So it has to do with this gemara. All right, achirim, askupo, and then we'll start, I mean, next year, we'll start hazeirim. אחרי מהם הוא מסקופה משמש שתי רישויים בזמן שהפסח פסוח כלפנים פסח נעול כלחוץ פסח נעול כלחוץ ואף על גב דרס ללכת נאו, רשי סייז, פסח פסוח כוסל כדאי תוך במובי שהכשיר בלכת ולכת לפנים נעסקופה נאו, this רשי is very difficult he says ולכת לפנים נעסקופה so the משהו points out that when he says vilechi nifnim in askupe, so it's lav davke. Doesn't mean davke lech lech in askupe. What he wants to say, Rashi wants to emphasize that it's not lechi mechutz laskupe. But in other words, even in a case where the lechi is zokuf and askupe itself, askupe is the threshold. Even in the case where the lechi zokuf is set up on the threshold itself, so it's considered as if the lechi would, as if the lechi would be lifnim me'askupe. But it's lav davke lechi lifnim me'askupe. The important thing is kosal ketayta b'mobi she'achsher b'lechi, and the lechi is not mechutz laskupe. Not mechutz laskupe. If the lechi is mechutz laskupe, so maybe the lechi is effective ligabi the space of the askupe too. But if the lechi is lifnim me'askupe, so then the lechi cannot be effective on the space of the askupe. And even if the lechi is zokuf on the askupe itself, so it's the same thing as if the lechi had been lifnim me'askupe. V'hayni dekomisam ve'af al gav de'les lechim b'chutz. V'yoma Rav Chome Omar Bar Guri Omar Rav Teicha Pesach Tzorch Lechi Acher Lachim V'chi Teime Gilles Bidal Dal Dalet Vom Rav Chome Bar Guri Omar Rav Teicha Pesach Aval Pishi Bidal Dal Dalet Tzorch Lechi Acher Lachim In Alla Sin Rash Teicha Pesach Shom Move Da'ayne Rui Chafa Askup Tzorch Lechi Acher Lachim Sha'alechi Hamatir As Amove Stomei Neged Askup V'zokuv olel. So askupe means a threshold. And we are talking, let's say, the threshold like this. This is, and this threshold, just beneath the lintel. So that's askupe. So suppose the lechi, that's the uve acheimo itself, like here. You have the mezuzahs. That's the uve acheimo. So suppose that the uve acheimo itself, that's the lechi. In other words, so you have two lechis. You have the uve acheimo, the mezuzah, I mean the post, on one side, and on the other side, so really you have two lechis. So if the lechi is set up on the threshold itself, as for example here, so the lechi is set up on the threshold itself, sha'alechi ha'matir ha'samovei, stomei neged ha'askup. V'zokuf olel, v'kosova osu li'ishtamish neged alech. Elo mechidei hatnimi ulifni. Have a heker amechit. In other words, so we say that what is the heker amechit? Chidei hatnimi. Chidei hatnimi. In other words, let's say, suppose this room is outside. Is outside. And this is the threshold. So the chidei achitz is a chidei apnimi, and then you're going in inside. So in other words, so that is what is the hekra mechitze, the outer chid. So el mechidei apnimi lifnim ha hekra mechitze. In other words, in order to understand this Rashi, so we have to take notice of two things. First of all, there is one aloche. Sometimes, I mean, Rashi says, al mechidei apnimi lifnim ha hekra mechitze. In other words, because in the Gemara in Erevin there is a machlekes, where the lechi is mishum mechitze or lechi is mishum heker. And the same thing applies to Keiro, where the Keiro is mishum heker or Keiro is mishum mechitze. So the Roshon of Rashi is, el mechidei hapnimi ulifnim have a heker amechitze. So in other words, that even if we say that lechi is mishum mechitze, so then we still say that the heker amechitze is mechidei apnim. V'chi teime dilez b'irach ha'dalet b'meshach uve'achimo v'fich ha'chim rishus la'atzmo u'muta li'ishtamish k'neged ha'lechi mechidei achitze shu'u shove la'askupe yisal rishus ha'rabim v'ein lich ha'lechi godol nu ve'achimo she'mikan u'mikan she'bohem ha'mobin yita. In other words, so we could have a salkedaito that where the askupe does not have Rochev Dalet, so Mimele, it becomes Bofo. So then we can be Mishtamish Mechidei Achitz. Why? Even though Rashi just said, Mechidei Apnimi Ulifnim have a Heker HaMechitze. So where does it have a Dina Mechitze from the Mechidei Apnimi? So what difference does it make whether it has Dalet Rochim or it doesn't have Dalet Rochim? If the Mechidei Achitz is the mechitze, so mimele, even if it has dalet vachim. And if chidei apnim is the mechitze, so even if it doesn't have dalet vachim. Behapnim and Ipnim is the Machitz. And, but in as much as it's only Negev Mid Rabbalot, because Midrash is so it's a Rishus HaYochid anyway, because of the three Mechitzes. Or the three Mechitzes, and even according to the Rambam, I mean that three Mechitzes Midrash, it's not a Rishus HaYochid. It must have been Lechi, in order to come a Rishus HaYochid. So it's not Iktur. So Memele, so there is no problem with the Raisa, as far as caring is concerned. So the whole problem is only with the Rabbonon. So since the whole problem is only with the Rabbonon, with the Raisa, it's a Rishus HaYochid with the three Mechitzes. So true that the Mechitze has, is Mechitze Apnim or Itnim, it's considered Mukef Mechitzes. Not, it's not considered Mukef Mechitzes, Mechitze HaChitze. But if the threshold, the Askupe, is less than Dalet Vochim, so it's not something substantial, so then this insignificant space that is less than Dalet Vochim becomes bottled to the rest. To the rest of the Mave, to the rest of the bodies. So we could say that. V'chit ha'il lez b'roch ha'v dalet. So m'meile, so even though m'chei de'apnim u'l'pnim is a heka m'chitz. So it's considered mukef m'chitzes only m'chei de'apnim. So the question is, the space of the askupe itself is not mukef m'chitzes. Is not mukef m'chitzes m'drabonot. But we could say that in as much as it's insignificant, it's less than Dalet Vochim, so it becomes bottle to the rest of the, to the Mave, to the Bais, and so on. But we don't say that. V'chitenu lez b'roch ha'v'dal v'meshachu v'achim. V'fichu ha'ochim v'rishus la'atzmo. In other words, so this space that is beneath the limb, since it's less than Dalet, so v'fichu ha'ochim v'rishus la'atzmo. U'muta l'ishtamesh k'neged ha'olachim, m'chidei ha'chitze. She'ushov la'aspupei, it's a rishus ha'rabim. So since it's not Rishus La'atzmo, it becomes bottled to the Rishus of the Mave, to the Rishus of the Bais. Ve'im l'chol ha'chibodu, mi'u v'yachim, mo'she mikam v'kam, she'bon ha'mobi nita, so you have two lechis. So, v'om raf chol ba'agum yeh, om raf, t'ich ha'pesach ha'vol pishim, d'al 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 d'al. In other words, we don't say that in as much as the space of the askupe is insignificant, I mean, it's less than Dalet Vochim, so Memele it becomes bottle. It's not a Rishus Bifnei Atzmei, so it becomes bottle to the Rishus of the Mavei, of the Bais, and it's Nigra Racho. We should be able to be mitaltel there? No, we don't say it. Also, the question is, so why do we say, Bizman Sha Pesach Pasuach is Kilifim? After all, if the Askupe, if the Lech, is lifnim in askupi, or even the lechi is zokuf kineged askupi. So mimele, there is no lechi on the askupi itself, on the alukuf itself. All right. So the Gemara, so there are two tories. Omar Rav Yudah Barab, hoche be askupi smo be askino, chetzi mikure ve chetzi she'ein mikure, ve kiruyov kila pitnim, pesach pesuach ki lifnim, pesach no kilochus. Now let's see the Rashi. Hoche baskupa smove askin, kiri kamre. Aber loy bimove ishech sheire bilech. Elo bimove... So in other words, insofar as the heter. True, we are dealing here with a move that has a new ve'achimo, so it's certainly a lechi. But as far as the effectiveness of lechi is concerned, so it is considered mukef mechitzes only mechide apnim u'lifni. So that will not be effective ligabe the uvi alechi itself, but here it becomes muter through ikeiro. So ikeiro, whereas vis-a-vis lechi, so we say it's considered mukef mechitzes only mechide apnim ulipni, not mechide achitzeni, but vis-a-vis keiro. So then we can say that it is considered mukef mechitzes from the Chede Achitz, either because, according to Mandoma, that Keiro Mishum Heker, because that's in Machlekes, whether Keiro Mishum Heker or Keiro Mishum Mechitze. So if we say that Keiro is Mishum Heker, so Memele you can be Mishtameish Mechuda Achitz because you have a Heker. And even if we say that Keiro is Mishum, even if we say that Keiro is Mishum Mechitze, so how can Keiro be considered a mechitze? Bishlein, a lechi, you understand. Lechi is a mechitze, I mean, it's then tvochim. But Keiro, if pre-study is Amtali, so how can it be considered? How can it be considered? The Mechitze, the answer is by applying the aloche of Pikeiro here, and he says, in other words, if you put a Pikeiro, so we say the Pikeiro is here, and he says, now the Keiro has to be placed upon Tfanim, upon walls. So in other words, so we say, this is here, and he says, it's like aloche of Gudachis. So Pikeiro here, and he says, so now, so you put, the question is, whether it's Pnei, Pneyak Nimizir and say same, or Pneyachitz Nizir and say same. So that this is what the Gemara is saying. That even if we say that Keiro is Mishim Achitze, but then there is a distinction between Lachi. Lachi, if it's Mishim Achitze, so it's the Hapnini makes it Mukeb Mechitzes. But Keiro, if it is Mishim Achitze, so it's Chudo Achitze Nizir and say same. So Menele, even this place, beneath the Keiro, is also considered as Mukev Mechit. So he says, Talk about Skopin Noreskino, Spirit Amrit, I'm going to be Mavi Shachshir Belechel, Mavi Shachshir Bekeiro, Bekeiro Ta Mavi Shiro Ovo Tefach, Bekeiro Kame Deirem, Vaat Skopo Vrach Shiro. Hilkach, Pesach, Posuach, Kelifni, Give me. So in other words, that the width of the width of the threshold itself, the width of the threshold itself is dalit vachi. But not the whole width of the threshold is covered by keiro. So only half of it, and half is uncovered. So the uveyaskupe uveya pesach mistomri chovime. So that has dal. Nimzo chetzio shaluvi ha-pesach mikore, v'chetzio eini mikore. Uch again, so which half is covered with the keiro? So the one that the chetzio apnimi. Uch again, shehi niach ha-keiro kilapitni. Now let's say that the threshold extends from here to here. From here to here. But only half of the threshold space, however the threshold space, is covered with the keiro. And the other half is uncovered. So, nimzo, chetzi shul ha-pesach mikurim chetzi mikurim. Uch again shiniach ha-keirot la-pitni mitzad ha-momen. Hilkach pesach posuach lifni, michid ha-chitzni shol keiro, ulifni, visom alo kimando oma, So Pesach Posuach is Glifnim. So if the Pesach is Posuach and the Pesach is, the door is here. The door is here. Before the Keiro Apnimis. The Keiro Apnimis. So if the Pesach is open, Hilkach Pesach Posuach Glifnim, Mechidach Hitzei Shal Keiro. So if the door is open, so it's not saying. It's not saying the mobei, so then it's muta to be mishtameish tachas akeo. Why? So he'll cut with the suat vilachin achis shal keo lifnei. We saw the commandoma muta mishtameish tachas akeo. Oy mishem tam akir nuba. Now according to the commandoma that keo is mishem heker, so then we say that the heker consists in the chud achis. And according to Mandoma that Keiro is Mishim Lechitze, so we say that the Pitikro Achitzen, the Pikeiro Achitzen here, they say, not Pikeiro Hapnim is here, they say. So in other words, we imagine that if this goes down, some Mele, it's Mukim Lechitzes. Or Mishim Talai Kabat, Mosh Buktai Bere, Mo Mishim Keiro, Mishim Lechitze, Dam Rinon, Chuda Achitzen here, they say. But Pesach, no. But suppose the Pesach is closed, so then it blocks the whole Keiro. Because the door is before the keiro, apnimisi. Pesach lo vada l'sheikin b'fnei askupa apnimis. So in other words, so memele, if the Pesach is no, so that means that here it's blocked. The move is also here. It's blocked. So then we're not allowed to carry here, to carry from here inside. We're not allowed. So Pesach lo vada l'sheikin b'fnei askupa apnimis. This is the Dallas. The whole askupo chutli deles, so the whole askupo, from here till here is Chutzal Delis. So then we're not allowed to carry in even from beneath the Kelo into the inside. Into the inside. I mean, if the Delis is closed, how can it carry into the inside? So there might be a hole, I mean. So there is a way of carrying in. So it's not allowed to carry in even from under the Kelo into the inside. Now the question, so Kasha was bothered by Kasha. Now, here you have the Ube Achemo, right? So you have the Ube Achemo here, and you have the Ube Achemo here. Now, here, so why shouldn't we apply the general principle of Piti Koyer Viseisen? Now, we have to remember one thing. That there is a general principle of piti koyer viseisen that is effective midraisa, but in order that to apply the general principle of piti koyer viseisen that is effective midraisa without recourse to a special takones chachomim of keilah. So in order to apply the general principle of piti koyer viseisen, you have to have three mechitzes, and then the fourth side is open. So we say piti koyer viseisen. So midraisa we say piti koyer viseisen. So in Meile it's considered like four mechitzes. So the kasha of Rashi was, why do the Achirim say that if it's Pesach no liske lechutz? Pesach no liske lechutz. So in Meile you're not allowed to be mishtamish beneath the kelo into the inside. But after all, that's the Uvi Achimo. So you have a mechitze here, and that's the other side of the Uvi Achimo. So you have a mechitze here. And then the door itself should be a mechitze. So you have three mechitzes mures. And then we should say piti ko yeravisei, so it should be considered four mechitzes. So in other words, so that is a one mishayochid, and then inside the movei, in front of the Pesach, is another mishayochid. So I should be allowed to carry from here to here, from here to here. So that's the kasha that Rashi raises. So he says, v'leke v'meima yeravisei. Now I mentioned that Rashi, because everybody raises the question as to the apparent stira between this Rashi and the Rashi d'Afres, because d'Afres, so Rashi says, so then he's not potter. Because we can't apply the aloha of gudachis of mechitzes, because if he doesn't enclose a space of dalet, so then he doesn't have a chalish mechitzes. But Rashi says, ayinu rechobobo. So that means even though he doesn't enclose a space of dalet, it still has a chalish mechitzes. But here Rashi says like this, so I said at that time that Rashi shita, teisu shita is that if he doesn't enclose a space of dalet al dalet, he doesn't even have a chalish mechitzes. So maybe we can't apply the aloche of gudachis of mechitzes. Rashi shita is that it has a chalisha mechitze even if he doesn't enclose his space of dal, it still has a chalisha mechitze. So over there on Gemara Dafres, all that is necessary is that it should have a chalisha mechitze. And once it has a chalisha mechitze, so apply the aloche of gudachis of mechitzes. It's not necessary to make it into a rishus aloche. Because the Ptur is, because Abdi Mokim Ptur, that's the reason. So, but in order to be considered Abdi Mokim Ptur, Dafres, so it must have a Chalisha Mechitze. So even though it doesn't enclose a space of Dalet al Dalet, it still has a Chalisha Mechitze. Teisa is a Chalik. That if it doesn't have a space, if it doesn't enclose a space of Dalet al Dalet, it does not have a Chalisha Mechitze at all. Mashenkin here, it's not enough that it has a Chalisha Mechitze. Here, Rashi's Kashi is, since we have here on this side of the Mechitze. And here we have Uve Achemo. And here is the door. So the door is a mechitze. And Uve Achemo is a mechitze. And the Uve Achemo here is a mechitze. So we have three mechitzes gmures. So then we should apply the general principle of piti koyered viseisei. So it will be considered muke for mechitzes. That means to become a mishayochi. So Rashi says, Rashi agrees with this. In order to become a mishayochi, it's not enough that it has a chalisha mechitze. Over the Adafres, all that we are interested in, that it should have a Chalisha Mechitze. Not that the space should be considered Mutek Mechitze. But here, in order to be allowed to carry from here into the Mobile, it must become a Rishus Ayochit. In order to become a Rishus Ayochit, it must become Muker Mechitzes. Not only that the Mechitzes is the Halisha Mechitze, but that the enclosed space must be considered Muker Mechitzes. So in order to be considered Muker Mechitzes, there must be substantial space that is Muket Mechitzes. Less than Dalet al Dalet is not a substantial space, so it cannot be considered Muket Mechitzes. But over there in that test, it's not necessary that it should be considered Muket Mechitzes, as long as the wall of the Kaveres, as the Deifen of the Kaveres, he has a Halisha Mechitzes, so we can apply the Alochi Gudachet Mechitzes. So in Mele, it's Agdim Mokitu. But here, in order to be allowed to carry, so the whole space, the enclosure of the threshold, the whole space enclosed in the threshold, so must be considered as Muker Mechitzes. How can it be considered Muker Mechitzes if the space is not a substantial space, it's not Alad Adal? So this is what Rashi said. So he said, directly in my year, he says, the whole Mechitzes, Shem, the whole Mechitzes, Dalet, and the Mechitzes, when the Shaykh of Eitir as Gudachis, Urochelu Ukmedas Kupas Bais, the Stam Bais Pesach Shalei Yeshle Mashke, even Milmailo, ונמצאו והפסח כולי מקורי ואפילו פסח נולם גנוייר בסייסים שערי יש בכל הלוב ידלת מן הדלס לסתים הספייה התיקחו. So in other words, if the tikho, if the lintel has dalet, then even though the Pesach is no, so we still apply the aloche of pitikhaya bisayse. When do we say that if the Pesach is no, said the butler of Dinkeiro, that is in a case where the general principle of Pitikoyer Viseisen doesn't apply. Because the general principle of Pitikoyer Viseisen is in the Reisedik Aloche. So that general principle of Pitikoyer Viseisen that is in the Reisedik Aloche, that is affecting the Reise, is only Shayach if it has three Mechitzes, and then the Pitiko itself will enclose a space of Dalma Dalma. Mashein Kein, if the Kero, the width of the Kero, is less than Dalet al Dalet, let's say it's two Tvachim, it's Chetzio Mikuro, the Chetzio Eine Mikuro, so this, the space, the width of the Kero is only two Tvachim. So maybe we cannot say, we cannot apply the general principle of Piti Koyer Viseisen, that is effectively the Raisin. But if the Pesach is Pesuach, and there is no Pesach, so then there is a Takones Chachomim of Kero. So either that's the Rabbonim Dikaloche of Kero, not on the basis of the Reisedik principle of Pitikoyer Viseisen, but because of a special Takone of Kero. So the Shaila is the effectiveness with the Rabbonim of Kero, is it Mishum Heker or is it Mishum Mechitze? So there is one Mandona who says that the effectiveness of Kero with the Rabbonim is also Mishum Mechitze. So in other words, so with the Rabbonim we apply the Aloche of Pikero, Pio Achitzen, Chubi Achitzen, here we say, even though it does not enclose a space of Dalet al Dalet, we still say Pio Achitzen, here we say, when the Dalet is no, so then Bottle of Dinkero. So, and as far as the Reisenik Aloche of Pitiko Yerbisaisen is concerned, so the Dalet cannot be Mivatel, the fact that the dog Dalet is closed. But since it's not Dalet al Dalet, so Mimele, since it's not Dalet Tvochim wide, the Kero, so the general principle of Pitiko Yerbisaisen doesn't apply. This is what he says. Vadim dot Motel the Ukme Kulem Kero, El Shein the Rochof of Vidalet, El Mishim Stamu Veachrimo in the Pochis Vidalet. Now, but one thing we see from Rashi Shite. Rashi Shite is, so even if Pesach is Pesuach, so then we can apply the Aloche, the Rabbonim Dika Aloche of Kero, whether it's Mishum Heker, so the Heker consists in Chuda Achitzen, or Mishum Mechitzes, or Chuda Achitzen, here they say same, but it's the Rabbonim Dika Aloche, so even if Pesach is Pesuach, so he can only carry B'mishtamish Tachas HaKero, not in the open part of the uncovered part of the threshold. They're not. That's Rashi Shite. But the Lamoya Shite is, and Teisa Shite, as the Mashal points out, I mean, it's obviously like that, is also like the Lamoya. So the Lamoya Shite is that the Takones Chachomim of Kero implied that if you have a KO, let's say, here is the askup, the threshold of the moment. So when you have and if you have a KO, the KO covers just half of the width of the threshold. That now the threshold can extend from here to here, but this part there is no KO. So only half of the threshold is covered with the KO. So the Balamoya says that Midrabonon, the effectiveness of KO is over the whole threshold. And see if it extends it over the whole aspect. That's the Shita of Balamoya. But Rashi is Chelik. So according to Balamoya, if Pesach is Pesuach, so it's not only it can be Mishtamish here, Tachas HaKeiro, it can be Mishtamish here also, in the uncovered part of the aspect. That's a big Chelik. A big Chelik in Balamoya. ואם פסח פסוח מילו איזה כלום וחיתם ועסקופ את לזבי אבו so it comes bottle it's not רשות בבני עצמי it comes bottle to the רשות של המובי וחיתם להם למוקים חושב לא יצריך לך אחלה תראה מי because it comes bottle to the מובי ואומר רב נחם ברוב ואומר רב ויתמין רבונה ועסקופ את ויתמין רבונה ועסקופ את מובי שאין הכשיר בלכי אלו בקירו והקירו מותר להשתמש תחתרו וחיתם שהקירו היא על מקצס העסקופה היא משכס מה שבחוץ לפני זה ספשוט את הכל הסכחון אם ישך, because מדרעיסה, there is no problem altogether. מדרעיסה, פי מחיצה זה זינו. So, או מדרבונון. So that was the הכל הסכחוני. That the קירו is משכס מה שבחוץ also. The rest of the space of the אסקופ. משכס מה שבחוץ לפנים. כל זמן שהפסח פסוח. So when we say that it's משכס מה שבחוץ, if it is פסוח. והיינה דאמרים על חצי מקורה וחצי מקורה וקירוי עובדים לפנים. ולאו דווקא חצי, אלא מה שנקירו מגיע מגס לספס החיצינו של האסקופי. ואף על פי כן, כיוון שהכשר המובי בקירו הוא מקצת האסקופי תחס הקירו, יש בו בקירו המטרס למשך אף מה שבחוץ לפני, כל זמן שהפסח פסוח, אבל בזמן שהפסח נעול, נחליקו האסקופי, ונעשה מה שבפנים כלפני ומה שבחוץ כלחוץ. So the Balamoya is really can Rashi on two points. Rashi shita is that if Pesach is posuach, so it's only muter to be mishtamish tachas akir, but not in the other half, in the external half of the askup, because there is no keiro over there. We don't say that the keiro is meishach mashe bechutz kelifni, and that's one point in Rashi. And the second point in Rashi is that if it is the Pesach is no, so even Tachas HaKeiro it's also Mishtamish. The Balamoyer is chelik on both points. If the Pesach is Pesuach, so then it's with a Mishtamish even in the external part of the Askut. Because then the Keiro is Meshech, Mashiv L'chutz, Livnim. And if the Pesach is no, so then this halacha that the keiro is meishach mashu b'chutz kelifnim doesn't take effect. But beneath the keiro, then you are mutar lishtamish according to Balamoyer, even if the Pesach is no. And teis v'shite is like the Balamoyer. We'll soon see. All right. So that's one terrace. There's a terrace of Rabbi Marav, the Tochet Bisku Mavi Askino. חצי מקורה וחצי שני מקורה, וקירוי לבקלת לפנים, פסח פסוח לפנים, פסח נור כלחוץ. רב אשר אמר לאילון מיסקופס בייס עסקינון, וכגין שקירו בשתי קירס, שאין בזו אבו ואין בזו אבו, ואין בין זו לזו שלישו. ובדלס באמצע, זו פסח פסוח יש כלפנים, פסח נור כלחוץ, in other words, we have, let's say, two chaos. Now, together, it's Dalet. It's Dalet Vochim light. But each chaos by itself is less than Dalet Vochim. And they are not, it's not one chaos. They do not touch each other. But there is space. But the space between one chaos and the other chaos is less than Gimel Tvachim. So Mele, we apply the principle, so and the door is between the two chaos. The door is between the two chaos. So as long as the Pesach is Pesuach, so there is nothing that is mafsik between this chaos and that chaos, so we apply the principle of love, because we apply this in as much as this vacant space between the two chaos is less than Gimel Tvachim. So we apply the halacha of Lovut on a horizontal plane too, not only on the vertical plane, but on a horizontal plane we also apply the halacha of Lovut. But when can we apply the halacha of Lovut if there is no door that obstructs between one chaos and another chaos? But if there is a door that obstructs between this chaos and that chaos, so memele there is a mapsik, so we can't apply the halacha of Lovut. So Memele, we say, so he says about this Kupas Bait, Shekulei Pesach Miko, Ve'evayin etayin Pesach Nol, Kelechutz Gen Shekiru Va Pesach Tikirtz, Dilu Tiko Sheyesh Bidale, Sam Dinam Beyere Viseis, Visuri Osem Yilas Dele, Sam Vatul Mechit. In other words, if it is one Kero, so the Yilas Dele is not Mivatul, is not Mivatul. Vatul, we say, Kivim Tziose, so then we don't have to resort to our local Lovut. If it's two chaos. Now, suppose it's two chaos, but they are mamish in contact with each other, then it's one chaos. So then we don't have to resort to the halacha of love. But if they're not in contact with each other, but this the vacant space between one chaos and the other chaos is two tvachim, or two and a half tvachim, two and three fourths of it. So if Pesach is Pesuach, so then we apply the halacha of love on a horizontal plane. Machine came if Pesach is not. Divo Tikashi without a million system is lost in the dollars of the hit. But we're shaking them just. We don't remove it. The Kiras Movic Toy. We'll you show all the move. You'll cap Pesach no bottle of Mitiras Kero. Those will remove it. I will take us Dalet with bottle. You read us the Moso. Binilas Dalet. I'll look and make me see. I who good we love would be David Nakumo. We mock him Dalet. That means we mock him Dalet. Amis. We did some soup with Abisuki. ואורך את האמנו של שני קרעי סב שאין בזוהר ואבלי בזוהר ולא בניהם גימו. Because if בניהם is גימו, so then if מפסח פסוח, it cannot be considered as one קרע. But if אין בניהם גימו, so if the פסח is פסוח, so then so we apply the הלוכה of God. והדלס מסוגל לי ישנאו באמצע, between the two קרעס, הילקה פסח בסורך לפנים, תכין די ביניהם גינו אמרינו לעבוד, ואהר כחודה, ופי אחיץ ניר דיסייסם, אמצין דעשתי איז בדלת. פסח נור לי כלחוץ, כיוון די באמצע הוא, נמצאו מפסיק ביניהם לחלפון זו מזו, שאינן נירס יחד לימה בן לעבוד, ולכל ימימה בחיצינו פי אויר דיסייסם, דולס בדלת. So this is רששי, all right now. ומוישה הסקופה, ומויסו הסקופו גבי היהוד לגמות ורחוב דלת הרי זה רישוס לארץ מסייר אל רב יצחק ברב דימה דאומה רב יצחק ברב דימה אם אירו יורד מאיר כל מוקים שאתה מייצי בייס רישוס ואין רישוס אחס כנעמוד בשוס היוחי גבי היהוד ורוחב דלת עושו לחתי פולוב זירה משמתיל בשוס רב ומויסו הסקופו גבי היהוד צייב דמיול של האחיר דברייס לליר ועוד הנוקי פה רפושי כמו יום אמר רישוס לארץ ואם יטלתם בו אפילו הבית, ואף אגב דשניהם רישוס היוחי. אם הוא יורד מיד הוא אחרי, ואין רישוס אחס. דשניהם רישוס היוחי, אלא שזה נומך וזה גבוה, כי נאמר רישוס היוחי, עושו מיטלתם בו לפני החוצה, משמתיל בשוס הרב. So, because כדי שהוא לא עושה להחלופה, הוא יטל בשוס הרבים, because if, let's say, suppose you have a tail in the רישוס היוחי, תהיה בחוצה רישוס היוחי. And if it will be allowed to carry from top of the tail to the chotzer, so then people say, why shouldn't it be allowed to carry from the top of the tail that stands in the Rishis Rabi? Sein Hach, they'll say. But of course there is a big difference. So because of that, Rameyer is gazing that even from a Lomut, that he set out in the Rishus HaYochid, they're not allowed to carry from the top of the Talmud into the Chotzer. The Kinam Rishus HaYochid, ועושה לך דולד בחוצה מתיר משהו שרב בו ויגידו ואוכל דלו דלו שזה יוכי דיקביר ודה רייסה משהו שרב בו מתפתו נאו תזס אבל גם לא עשר לך פיר שרשת ניסאו גדאי תור דמיירה דסקופה סמובת שיחשיר את דירך ולא נהיר ולקום אביסום מוכלי לום באסקופה סבייץ אלא נהיר את דמיירה בכל הסקופ בין דמובי בין דבייס בין לחוצה ונוקעת אבל גם לא עשר לך משומובי דבייס וחוצה אין מיטה בלכי וקירו אלו בפסים אלו בפסים פסים means two poles you can call it two נחויים I mean but it's called פסים so בייס וחוצר is not מיטה בלכי וקירו because the move is מיטה בלכי what it means לכי even just one לכי on one side and not on the other not but and the move is also מיטה בקירו but the bias of Chotzer is not there, is not there, because if we are not going to be, the bias of Chotzer is not going to be here, and here, and here, because that's pass. And what is the time of the scoop against the other people? The one between the Choy, who is the Pesach, and the other one is the other one, who is the other one, and the other Pesach is the other one, that is the other one, and the other one is the other one, שיש לו גימו מחיצס בייס מחיצס מובי החיימו as for example here so you have the two מזוזס here so that's the מובי החיימו הוא שלישיס לצד מי אבל פי שלצד רבי הוא פרוץ במירוי אפילו הוכת כאילו שהפסח פוסוח בוט לא יסיעו ולמה שבפנים שיש לדלת מחיצס פסח נעול עסקי לחוץ וכאילו שהוא נעול לניבוטל למה שבפנים ואבל כניפרס במירוי ומוקים רוס So in other words, this is what Gemara assumed in the Havamina, because it becomes bottle to the rest of the mob. To the mob. Do not dafki ki lechutz, do avish sayochi gmura yim reise, ki mishayi shlo gimu mechitza, zos alitalkan mishom lechutz, el kore ki lechutz, li vishayi ki lefnim, vios alitalkan mi lefnim lo ga Pesach. So, now if the door is closed, so how is it physically possible to be mitalteo? The answer is, suppose there is a hole in the door. So it is physically possible, so it's also. Was it out with Nino Lapesa, the Achnekef, in the Ishbidalis? In Ami Ishlish Yashif, to the Chutz, Kigin Shes Pasuach Likamoes. Aval da Skupe, Kula Bishus Arabim, Chutz Mula Achimo, Lekal Ukme. Dil Av Gavei Agimu, Af Yil Pesach Pasuach, Ava Kila Chutz, Dava Bishus Arabim, Vim Gavei Agimu, Chovo Dalet, Kamoes, Iv Lava Loike Chutz, Loike Lifnim, Vim Eino Lichovo. דלת מוקים פטורו, אולי לא מוקים לפנים ולחוץ, ויקאי מכולו לפנים, אם כן לא מוקים לפנים. ואם תימא, כן דימאי רבה סקופס בייס, אם כן מהי פורך אף אגב דלס ללכי, ואו סקופס בייס מסתום מיקורי, ואיס לא נימא פתק ויד ויסייסי, ואימרי, אין לי תס דלת, ואימרי דלקור רבי מיקורי הירי, דמיקורי אף לפסח נולנה מכלי. תיך הפסח, אף על פי שאין בדלת צורך לכי אחר עתיר. ואם תימא, ורובי דימי כאלה בפרק כמה דהירה תדיס הלוך הבטיח הפסח אף על פי שאין דלת צורך לאחר להתיראי so it's only בפסוח לקרמלס so מוצא מינס מיני תהיין דווקא פסוח לקרמלס שמוצא מינס מיני וניה לא יקר אוכל בפסוח לישוס הרב so by פסוח לישוס הרבים so then we don't require לאחר אחר להתיראי אולי הבאי נאמה דוי מפליקו סום ואם פסוח לקרמו, אם פסוח לישוס רבים, נקה באסקופה גובי הגימו, לפי כמה נערב, נקה הבאי הודי צורך לאחר אחר להתיראי, ולקה אסקופה דלת, ולקה אסקופה כלל, ועמי דוחר קרב לשני בין אחר, ישלים עד למוצר לו כמו אחר, דמקי, אפילו נור נמק לפני, because according to רובה, that only בפסוח לקרמלס, מוצר מן הסמיני, פסוח לישוס רבים, so then it is מותר, because it becomes bottle, to the רישוס היוחי, It's not shaykh to say motzah minas minay, so maybe you know is not a kilifni. V'chikom abchitim ilas b'dalet avu motzah minifrach, yoch afu no na. Omer av yudam agab, hoche basku basbo v'askim. Now here, in this tesis, we see the tesis agrees in the shidr of Amri. Davke basku basmove, pesach pasuach kilifni. Kesach pasuach kilifni. Kim shakeiro huyo lahater asamove. Af al pi shemove zeyim tzorach likeiro. שהרי יש לי דלת מחיצס, שהפסח והדלת בביס, מכל מוקד, כאילו שהוא יולך תרס המובי, מצטע מביאה. והווה כאילו מיקור עוד על התווכת. והווה כאילו מיקור עוד על התווכת. אבו, בסקופוס, חוצר או פייס, כאילו שהקירו ינרו יולך תרשום, אפילו פסח פסוח הווה כאילו חוץ. הוליל, והנה מיקור אל החצי. ודווקא נוח כתוך החצי מיקורי. וביקור המקיר, אפילו לא, כי לפנים, דיסתם הסקופה שתחפש הרחוב ד' אבל גם די כהסקופה די רב אותה נקרמה ואין הרחוב ד' הולסו מה רב מנס לחוץ מול הפסח ודווקא כרויות כלפי פנים אבל כלפי חוץ אפילו לא, הווה כלפנים וכסובה רב חודי החיצי ירד וסייסן כי נמוסיק בפרק